Roanoke has the highest level of racially segregated schools in Virginia, followed by Richmond, Harrisonburg, and Hampton Roads. That's according to a new report from the Commonwealth Institute, which concludes that racial segregation remains a challenge for Virginia long after the era of massive resistance to integration. Kathy Mendez is a researcher at the Commonwealth Institute.
Exclusionary racist housing policy has set the stage for fundamentally unequal schooling, because what schools someone goes to and how well-resourced it is depends on the location of their neighborhood.
So what can be done about it? Chris Duncombe is policy director at the Commonwealth Institute.
One of the ways that we could encourage and foster diverse learning environments is rewarding those schools that have created racially diverse schools and socioeconomically diverse schools in the accreditation process. And that's something that the Board of Education could lead.
This is not the only report detailing the lingering problem of segregation in Virginia schools. A recent report from Virginia Commonwealth University also pointed out similar findings, underscoring a sense of urgency for lawmakers as they prepare for the upcoming session of the General Assembly. I'm Michael Pope.